You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Tuesday told Christians not to wear the crucifix as a mere symbol of belonging, but to look to Jesus on the cross as he who died for our salvation. The Pope's words came during morning mass at the Casa Santa Marta. Three times Pope Francis said in today's liturgical reading, Jesus says to the Pharisees, you will die in your sins. That's because, he explained, their hearts were closed and they did not understand the mystery of the Lord. Reflecting on the first reading in which the Lord tells Moses to make a seraph serpent and mount it on a pole, and whoever looked at it after being bitten would live, the Pope said, the serpent is the symbol of the devil, the father of lies, he who caused humanity to sin. Then he recalled that Jesus said, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own. This, Francis said, is the mystery of the cross. The bronze serpent, he said, was the sign of two things, the sign of sin and a prophecy of the cross. Focusing the rest of his homily on the cross, the Pope stressed that the cross is not just a symbol of belonging. It is the memory of God who was lifted so that all men wounded by sin would be able to see him. Salvation, he said, comes only from the cross, from this cross that is God made flesh.
L'unica salvezza in Cristo crocifisso.
And asking the faithful to reflect, he pointed out that for some, the cross is merely a badge of belonging. They wear it to show they are Christians.
Altre volte, per alcune persone, è un distintivo di appartenenza.
For some, in search of visibility, he said, it is worn as an ornament, decorated with precious gems. And many, he continued, make the sign of the cross in a superficial way. He who does not look to the cross with faith, the Pope said, will die in his sins, will not receive salvation. Today, he concluded, the Church proposes a dialogue with the mystery of the cross, with God who became sin for our sake. Each of us, he said, can say, he became sin for the love of me. I'm Linda Bordoni.